Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining me. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has requested federal disaster aid as communities across southeastern Wisconsin continue to recover from massive storms and historic flooding from over the weekend and continuing into early this week. Evers submitted the request today for Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, to work with the state on a formal federal preliminary damage assessment. Gee whiz. Wonder what Donald Trump will do with that. This also coming on the heels of what we shared yesterday on this program, that Republican Representative Scott Fitzgerald had sent a letter yesterday to the president asking for similar, which I thought was politically quite smart to have a Republican lead on that. Watch this space. We'll see if Donald Trump actually does want to serve all residents and citizens of this country, regardless of which party may sit in a state house or a governor's mansion. But I wanted to get back to the issue that we started the show with today in our discussion with Ruth Conniff, the editor-in-chief of the Wisconsin Examiner. Ruth penned an op-ed published, I believe, yesterday or on Monday, arguing that Democrats should not meet fire with fire when it comes to the hyperpartisan mid-decade gerrymandering that Texas has proposed to do at Donald Trump's request to strip Democrats in the state of Texas from five House of Representatives congressional seats in that state. I wanted to share some of the baseline facts about that situation occurring in Texas. Again, we had some breaking news today that the state of Illinois' court that had been requested by the state of Texas to effectively allow criminal warrants to be issued in Illinois for the Texas Democrats that had fled the state to deprive the legislature of a quorum to pass these mid-decade hyper-partisan gerrymandered maps at Donald Trump's request. They had issued criminal warrants, asked Illinois to enforce them. Illinois, a court this earlier today, declining to do so. In Texas, Democrats win 45% of the statewide vote. However, Republicans control 68% of the congressional seats that Texas has. That's as it stands right now. What Ken Paxton and Governor Abbott, Ken Paxton, the Attorney General in Texas, who, by the way, should actually be locked up for various fraud crimes right now. He should actually be in prison, not an attorney general, but that's a topic for another day. AG Paxton and Governor Abbott are proposing to strip even more of those congressional seats away, despite the fact that 45% of Texans vote for Democrats. That is not democracy, small d. The question that is being debated coast to coast is, should Democrats in completely blue-controlled states like New York and California do the same if Texas proceeds? I want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. In the state of Wisconsin, while Ruth at the beginning of the show was talking about the fact that we do have fairer maps when it comes to our state legislature, we do not have fair maps at all when it comes to our state congressional districts. Because again, here in the state of Wisconsin, most of the time when we have statewide elections, Democrats win. Least in the last 10 years. And yet, 75% of Wisconsin's congressional seats are held by Republicans. So tell me why that's fair. 50%+ vote in the state of Wisconsin vote for Democrats, yet Republicans hold 6 of 8 of our congressional seats in the House of Representatives. Make it make sense. And here's the thing. So Ruth's argument, again, editor-in-chief of the Wisconsin Examiner, was Democrats cannot in good faith say we need independent redistricting and we need to not have legislators picking their voters. We need voters deciding who's going to represent them, not the other way around. I understand her point. But if we have no democracy left after Donald Trump gets done, what independent redistricting committee would matter anyways? Furthermore, I think that there are legal ways in any kind of legislation that would pursue this in blue states to put limits on it, time limits, that these maps will only be good for a given amount of time, the longest of which would be at the time of the next census in 2030, and would require independent redistricting committees, and that Democrats should be out there saying to Texas, to Donald Trump, to any state, including Florida, that's threatening to do this, here's your off-ramp. Put a settlement offer out there. Put something in writing. Ask them to come to the table. We're not going to do this. You shouldn't do this. Now, I haven't sat down and done the congressional representative math. While it is true that Republicans control all three branches of state government in more states than Democrats do, Democratic states tend to be the more populated ones. So I don't know if the math actually maths in that way. Meaning, who actually ends up with more seats if we end up in this temporary race to the bottom? I want to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Importantly, Common Cause, a nonpartisan organization that's been around for decades, whose central mission has been to advocate for independent citizen-led redistricting committees, to get rid of the partisan gerrymander, they came out today and made this statement. While independent redistricting commissions remain the gold standard to end partisan gerrymandering, as political leaders in states like Texas are imposing mid-decade partisan maps to distort the will of the people ahead of the midterm elections in 2026, Common Cause will closely evaluate and will not automatically condemn countermeasures to these actions. Common Cause then went on to outline 6 fairness criteria for any mid-decade redistricting: proportionality, public participation, racial equity, federal reform, endorsement of independent redistricting, what I just said, as well as time limits, also what I just said. Great minds do think alike, and let's hear from each and every one of you. Charles from Milwaukee, welcome back to the show. What do you got to say, sir?
Hello, Maggie. I don't see it as a race to the bottom. Democrats usually try to be on the up and up. You know, if one of our politicians do something wrong, the other politicians call them out. They wouldn't put up with the things that the Republicans allow their members to do. But at this point, we almost have to fight fire with fire. And I think that's one of the issues that a lot of Democratic constituents have, that we seem to let them slap us in the face and say, well, you know, we're going to have the, you know, we're going to take the high road, as they're steady slapping us in the face, where they fight dirty. We know they fight dirty. They've always fought dirty. I mean, just look at how they're rolling over and allowing Donald Trump to just do whatever he wants to do, whether it's because they want the power or because they're scared of his base and they don't want to be primaried. I have no idea, but at some point, the Democrats have to fight fire with fire. We just can't keep sitting back saying, well, we'll see if our democracy holds. They lied and said, well, Democrats are being overworked up about Project 2025, and look how much of Project 2025 has been implemented already.
Basically, all of it. That's what they're doing, right?
Donald Trump isn't going to do this. Well, Donald Trump is doing everything that people said he was not going to do. And so at some point, Democrats have to stand up and start fighting back.
Thanks so much, Charles. I really appreciate that take. That is the overwhelming consensus on the text line. You want to get in your two cents. If you are maybe more in Ruth's camp, the Democrats can't go down this road. 855-752-4842. If you're more with me that, hey, our democracy hangs in the balance and we cannot simply hand over the keys and say, thank you, I'll take some more cheating, please, from Republicans, give us a call as well or a text, 855-752-4842. Question from Mark from Sussex. Is it legal to do it in Texas? It appears to be legal. Is it legal to do it in California, Illinois, New York? Mark says maybe it's not. I do believe it is. The point, I believe, Mark, is that in those states, because they are completely controlled by Democrats, the laws or whatever needed to be adjusted could be. I do not believe that the independent redistricting committees have been written into those states' constitutions. That's the rub. Let's go back to the phones again. Join our discussion, 855-752-4842. Troy from Mount Horeb, thanks for joining us. What do you got for us?
Yes, I agree with you, Maggie. We've got one of the things that people said that in the presidential campaign was the infield Democrats fought for us. And I didn't feel that way, but other people said that. And this is laying down on this is not fighting for us. And we need to do whatever we need to do to protect our democracy.
I agree with you, Troy. We're in that moment. Again, I mentioned some of the breaking news over the last 24 hours. Donald Trump confirming this morning that he will be extending his seizure of control over the D.C. Metropolitan Police, reporting from the Washington Post that the Pentagon has drawn up detailed plans about having a national strike force ready to be deployed in the face of, you know, citizens exercising their First Amendment right to protest the government's policies in blue cities run by black mayors. That's what's going on to the cost of hundreds of millions of dollars. So we're going to have what? Military occupations of blue cities? And we'll just let Republicans cheat their way into control of the House of Representatives? I think not. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're up, friend.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they should call the question that the Constitution actually says that Texas should not be doing this at this point in time. So they choose to ignore the Constitution as they apparently are going to do, because it's supposed to be only every 10 years you do this kind of redistricting kind of thing. Then, you know, all holds are up, because Congress has ignored Donald Trump, ignoring the Emoluments Clause, ignoring Posse Comitatus, and now ignoring, you know, this whole census thing that it is just beyond ridiculous that we should just have to suck it up. Well, you know, that it's when republics collapse, it doesn't work out so well for some of the politicians, as history showed what happened in Rome, because everybody, all the leaders in Rome had to worry about the food they were eating in case somebody had dropped something.
Poisoned them. Yeah, that's the rub there, Mark. Totalitarianism and fascism and authoritarianism in modern history seizes control of governments through so-called democratic processes. We're going to turn the page, and when we come back, I want to hear from you. Were you one of the folks back in 87 getting one of those free burgers?